In 4 days, Americans will be going to the polls. They'll be determining the entire makeup of the House of Representatives and about a third of the makeup of the Senate. They'll be determining who will be the governors of 36 states and who will fill more than 6,600 state positions and thousands more local ones. That's according to the New York Times. Campaigning is full steam ahead. President Donald Trump has joined other Republican leaders in campaigning for Republican House and Senate candidates.
Republicans want strong borders, no crime, no chaos, and no caravans. Democrats want open borders, and they want to invite caravan after caravan into our country, which brings crime upon crime.
Former President Barack Obama has joined other Democratic leaders in campaigning for Democratic House and Senate candidates.
America's at a crossroads right now. The health care of millions of people is on the ballot. Making sure working families get a fair shake is on the ballot. But maybe most importantly, the character of our country is on the ballot.
In the Senate, Republicans are in control with 51 seats to the Democrats' 49. And while 35 Senate seats are up for election in these midterms, most of them, 26 seats, are held by Democrats. So they have more seats to defend in these midterms than Republicans do. In the House, all 435 voting members are up for election.